Could the neighbors have prevented Newtown? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In the year since the Sandy Hook massacre, Daily News reporter Matt Leshak actually lived in Newtown, Connecticut, writing a book about whether this tragedy could have been prevented. We've all heard that the gunman, Adam Lanza, suffered from an extreme form of Asperger's, but Leshak focuses on his mother, Nancy, who became his first victim, and the strange choices that she made, considering how ill her son was to the point that he had blacked out his windows and created a 7-foot by 4-foot spreadsheet documenting past mass shootings.
And it was meticulous. And he had another spreadsheet that was checkoff list on things to do to prepare for a killing. So this was premeditated.
Well, but let's not skirt what made the difference here. It's one thing to be mentally ill. It's another thing to be mentally ill and have access to weapons like this. And she apparently had been teaching him to use weapons since he was, what, 4 years old?
4 years old. She encouraged it. She took him to the shooting range.
Let me ask you this. Was there a critical mass of neighbors who knew that he had mental illness and access to guns such that they could have gotten him the treatment that he needed?
This tragedy could have been prevented. And this is why I felt like it was important to write this book. Many, many, many steps all along the way where people were like, wow, that's weird that you let him around guns. I mean, I've talked to people who've told me that. And I was like, well, did you say anything to Nancy? Well, no, you know, she's very independent spirit.
Matt Leshak, author of Newtown, An American Tragedy. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.